Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
It is a Thursday afternoon in the nation's capital, the greater DMV area, and beyond. Good to have you with us. Number one. Number two, AMAC is aboard on the other side of the glass. I'm back in studio feeling a little bit better today. We'll see how long that holds up after my one-day siesta yesterday. I did the show. I just did it from home. But my goodness, AMAC, you asked me on Twitter yesterday afternoon after it became known that the Commanders were closing in on a deal, and that obviously what we're going to be talking about by and large today, about traffic going to RFK or the RFK campus as opposed to Landover,
so
and if it was going to be worse.
Up. I'm so happy you brought this up.
And it was going to be just a mess and all this stuff. Wait a second, before we get into anything along those lines.
Yes.
I said, you know, it'll probably be like worse than people are expecting because everybody thinks everybody's just going to hop on the Metro and go. And plenty will. And in some ways it'll be better. And I said, in some ways it might be worse, right? We can discuss all of that. But you know what? It was like a precursor. It was your question. I'm going to blame you for this, AMAC.
Oh, man.
It was a precursor to one of the worst commutes that I could ever possibly have. I literally have no idea how I am in studio and not in an ambulance.
See, this is what I wanted.
This is what you wanted me to have all the stress in my life?
Not necessarily having to deal with traffic, but I know how traffic gets under your... I know how it grinds your gears.
So I thought... It more than grinds my gears. It's going to end my life.
Yeah, I thought that I would open Twitter to see like 3 mentions from you, and at the end of each mention, it would say continued in next tweet. I thought that or at least save it for the air tomorrow. And then you just reply with one sentence. I was like, well, that's underwhelming. But I'm happy we're here now.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
I'm happy we're here now.
Well, we will discuss, okay, about traffic going to the new stadium and everything about the new stadium. But let me tell you something. It's spring break for a lot of people, right? Loudoun County, Fairfax County, other counties. Everyone's brains are on spring break. People, get your head out of your tuchus. I mean, at least 7 times. At least 7 times I dealt with the idiocy of the DMV. I mean, it's the only way I could label it. People, please learn how to drive. Please stop being reckless beeps. Please, I'm begging you. When your entry lane or your merge lane ends, it does not give you an automatic right to just drive into other traffic. Because sometimes other traffic can't move to allow that. You suck. And if you miss the Third Street entry off of 695 and you, wait a second, I've got to go to Maryland this way. I got to actually pay attention. Here's what you don't do. If you're lost and if you're confused, you don't just drive in front of somebody recklessly and then flip me the bird when I beat my horn because I almost went and T-boned your ass. That's what you don't do. So you, Mr. Maryland driver, and you, all you other bird brains in Virginia, you all suck. And you can all go kick rocks. Now let's talk about the stadium. You want to talk about traffic, AMAC? You got me all angry and fired up? Yeah. I see you and Max are cahoots over there to try and get my blood pressure going to get me all riled up. I was already riled up. I can't tell you how many times I went, honk! And I don't do it like, eat. I do, meep. And I admit, I don't handle it right. I can't stand people that are so selfish, so self-absorbed, that they just think that they are the only cars on the road. I just can't do it. I just can't deal with it. We will get into the traffic and potentially some of those issues, obviously, for a new football stadium, which looks like a thing. It's not official. It's not definite. But where there's a will, there's a way. And trust me, they would not have leaked, whoever did, this report, these documents, and everything to NBC4. If they really didn't feel like they have something close to being done here. Again, that does not mean it's done. That does not mean it's definite. It just means it's very likely. So everybody throwing a party, everybody celebrating, everybody going hoorah, and everybody going, we're finally back home. It's great to have that optimism. Until a stadium is actually erected in place, I always leave opportunity for failure and doom. I always do. And if you think I'm crazy, you're wrong. You're wrong. Because it's A, politics, B, huge money, and C, I just need to point you to how many buildings and businesses and condos and whatnot throughout the entire area that have been built, were being built during COVID, after COVID, what have you, that are vacant. Or some, I had a huge building in Loudoun County, not far from where I live, that was built during that time and built even afterwards. That was almost completely built out. I don't know what happened exactly. I don't know exactly where it went, but the building is gone. It was demolished after they built it with nobody in it. Nobody ever rented or came there or did anything there whatsoever. Gone. It's now not a thing. I'll take you one step further. I know he's got a bad reputation, but David Tepper, the owner of the Carolina Panthers in Charlotte, they were building a new Taj Mahal daily practice and meeting and headquarter facility across the border in South Carolina, right? Because Charlotte is kind of close to the border. So the idea was, okay, the stadium stays in Charlotte, the team, facility, coaches, players, probably going to be living in South Carolina, maybe a little splitsy or whatever. But they were building this beautiful new facility. it was more than, if I remember the story, halfway done. And then the financing and the business deal broke apart. And they just stopped constructing the building. And I believe it was demolished. Or they're certainly not building it anymore. And the Carolina Panthers are still not going there. And I don't know what they're doing or where they're going, and I really don't care. But don't think that's not a part of political football, right? So while everyone is going to celebrate, oh, the deal, the reports of the deal, closing in on a deal, the budget, the this, the that, great, awesome. Means a lot to a lot of people. It really does. But until that stadium is standing and not even a shovel in the dirt anymore. It used to be until there was a shovel in the dirt, I have to see it. You could have lots of shovels in the dirt. Means nothing. I saw the last piece of steel being put on the Buffalo Bills new stadium last week. Maybe then, when we get to that date in 2028 or 2029 or whatever it is, maybe then I'll be completely on board. I'll be 100% sure that it is happening. Until then, expect me to be leery. Expect me to be hesitant. Expect me to wonder and ask questions and hold my breath as much as humanly possible in an industry in which I'm paid to talk about sometimes things that I'm not, quite honestly, an expert in. And I'm not saying I'm an expert in the things that I have to talk about, but certainly not in stadium construction sites and bonds and politics. But I'm going to do my best. I'm not here to be gloom and doom. I'm not here to be a naysayer. I hope it happens. I hope you all get what you want. I hope it goes smoothly. I hope the report from NBC4 yesterday was just really kind of the tip of the iceberg, the crowning part of this. You know, Eric Flack, WUSA9, has done a tremendous job with all of this. Mark Seagraves has really cranked it up the last couple of months. He broke the story yesterday. I saw an interview with him and J.P. Finley yesterday in the NBC4 newsroom. And it was, you know, it was a lot of the stuff that he reported. It was a lot of the stuff that was on NBC4 Washington's website, NBCWashington.com. But it was interesting to see, for the first time that I know of, unless I'm missing it, an actual detailed plan of how to pay for it, how to build it, how to structure it, how to shape it. Because remember, Washington, D.C. is a city. The mayor's office greenlighted two financial studies that have remained confidential, like the actual results, that have remained confidential about how to pay for, how to finance, how to build, how to deal with the infrastructure of a large but very important piece of land in Washington, D.C. Now, some of the dealings that have been reported clearly would be a result of those financial studies. Mayor Muriel Bowser did not just come up with an $850 million term or contribution from the city for various portions of work as the stadium and infrastructure are completed. It is expected road access, garages, lots, what have you. Stuff that they said had to kind of be done in some way, shape, or form or the other to use that property and to put that property to use no matter what was on it. okay? No matter what was on it. Now, maybe it would have been a little bit less. I don't know. If there was a playground, if there was a Whole Foods market, if there was a Burger King, if there was a McDonald's, if there was a Dunkin' Donuts, a Starbucks, whatever, Lido Pizza, whatever it might be, maybe there was a different way to improve the infrastructure around whatever they built. I don't know the answer to that. And I don't think any of us are going to know the answer to that. But when it came out yesterday, right after we got off the air, that the city of D.C.'s contribution to this project was only going to be, expected to be, $850 million, and largely it would be in infrastructure, again, in the surrounding project, not to actually apparently build the actual stadium, although it's portions of the work as the stadium and infrastructure are completed. That's the way it's worded from NBC4. When it came out that they were only going to have to, at least right now, the initial report, $850 million, I thought, wow, that's a huge win for Washington, D.C. That's not that bad. That's the cost of doing business. That's, relatively speaking, nothing. That's not inflating the pockets of a billionaire owner or ownership group. I know nothing about nothing, but I was stunned that it's reported only to be an $850 million cost and investment for the city of D.C. Relatively speaking, that's nothing. Relatively speaking, that's nothing. Especially if you are getting, I want to be careful here, I'm not going to call it a Taj Mahal of NFL stadiums. That's not what it is. That's SoFi Stadium. That's Jerry's World. Maybe U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. It's not the Bills' new stadium, which is under construction. It's not any other stadium that is currently in use. But you are getting a brand new entertainment facility that will be used many, many days and in many ways. And we're just scratching the surface of finding out how and when and how much and what it be. The big picture takeaway that I had was $850 million is not that much overall, even though it sounds absurd. It's not that much. And oh my goodness, I did not expect the Harris Ownership Group. I did not expect, and maybe I'm wrong for not expecting this. So I'll admit, maybe I totally screwed this all up. I did not expect the Harris Ownership Group to invest roughly, and again, the number could go lower, the number could also go higher, cost overruns, and however the deal is negotiated and settled and agreed to and signed. I did not expect the Harris Ownership Group to invest $2.5, let's just call it that, billion dollars of their own money. I did not expect that. I expected their contribution to be somewhere in the ones. I knew they were going to contribute. I did not expect $2.5 billion. And if that's the case, guys, if they're investing $2.5 billion at 1:20 on a Thursday afternoon on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app, if that's the case, I say, and welcome home.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Yeah, one of the best builds, no doubt about it. Welcome to the Jungle Clowns. What is up? Boom. Hey. Oh, sorry. So Aaron Rodgers is on the modern day Jim Rome show, I suppose. The Pat McAfee show. And AMAC just told me right before we came back that Aaron Rodgers is apparently concentrating on his personal life and is still contemplating retirement. Is that kind of the gist of what he said?
Yeah, I have a quote right here in front of me. Aaron Rodgers says his focus is on his personal life right now, and that retirement is a quote-unquote possibility on the Pat McAfee show.
All right. Retirement is a possibility. I mean, everybody keeps just assuming he's automatically going to go to Pittsburgh, and why the hell hasn't he signed? Clearly, there's got to be a reason why he hasn't signed, right? And I would lean towards, hey, man, I want to see whatever you told me in this six-hour shindig a couple of weeks ago and whatever you've told me since, I want to see that you're not going to Kirk Cousins me. Hmm.
He also said he would play for $10 million.
Oh, that's so nice of him. I mean, you know, really. Thank you, Aaron. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate you doing such a nice thing for charity. So kind of you. Boy, that's a hero. If I've ever seen one, right? Anyway, 26 minutes after the hour, 301-230-0980. This is the only place you can talk about RFK right here, right now. And the Commanders going back to RFK because the Nats are playing elsewhere. We're the only live and local talk show for you to hop aboard, to take your calls, to make your voice be heard, to talk about the pending return of the professional football team that the greater DMV area cares about so, so much, that has been stuck in many people's eyes in a quagmire in Landover for so long and is now on the precipice of returning to the nation's capital with a brand new spanking facility supposedly set to open in 2030. That's not that long from now, guys. Again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking. I'm sure it is. If you would have told me yesterday morning or asked me, when do you think a new stadium is going to open in Washington, D.C., or the answer would have been different in Landover for me. But when do you think a new stadium would open in Washington, D.C. if they were to get one agreed to? And I would have said 2031, 2032. Because of all the political red tape, because of all the budget, because of all the nonsense, because of construction overruns and union blah, and nonstop just stuff, and issues and problems and weather and all of that. If you would have told me, I would have said 2031, 2032. Again, I had no inside knowledge of that. That was just me using a little bit of common sense, a guess. I don't know. And maybe, just maybe, we could still be looking at that. Don't know. It depends, really, on when they do put that first shovel in the dirt. Right? While that doesn't guarantee anything, as we talked about in our first segment, it doesn't guarantee anything. But when they put that first shovel in the dirt, you'll have a much better idea of whether 2030, which is what the NBC4 report said that Josh Harris wants and is currently on, you know, the negotiating table and part of the plan and the contracts and all of that stuff. 2030. To me, that's a little surprising. It's now April 17th, 2025. We're talking about 5 years and what? A couple of months to be ready for the 2030 NFL season? It's got to be, you know, the stadium's got to be ready by mid-July at the latest. So 5 years and 2 months. It was surprising to me, I got to be honest with you. And again, maybe I'm the only one surprised. Maybe you knew all this all along. I didn't. I didn't see this coming. I didn't see Washington, D.C. only allegedly, supposedly, reportedly, having to pay $850 million, not having to apparently contribute to the cost of the actual construction of the stadium. And I certainly did not see the Commanders and Josh Harris, after paying over $6 billion and, quite honestly, scraping, according to all the reporting, to get to that number, I did not see the Washington Commanders and the Harris ownership group at all paying $2.5 billion roughly, expected, might be a little lower, out of their own pockets to finance the construction of the stadium. I didn't see that. I thought it would be in the ones, maybe 1.5, maybe 1.7, maybe 1.8. I did not see $2.5 billion, and if you don't think there's a difference between $2.5 billion and $1.8 billion, you're crazy. Of course, there's a huge difference.
Doesn't it just show you how great of an owner he is, though?
Well, that's why I gave him the applause,
yeah.
Okay, and said welcome home at the end of the first segment, and yeah. We went stone cold to break, mm-hmm. because that's exactly what it tells me.
Yeah.
Josh Harris is a businessman. Josh Harris has done things that have angered plenty of people in Philadelphia. They hate him.
Mm.
Here, he's a bleeping saint.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so far.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, when they charge for PSLs and charge $400 for an upper level seat, and what? And again, I'm kind of hyperbolizing what they're going to charge. I don't know that for sure, but some of it is reasonable guesswork. When they charge for PSLs, which gets you nothing as a fan, all of that stuff, people are going to be really upset. And they're going to say, Josh is being greedy and this, that, and the other thing. But if Josh and his ownership group invested $2.5 billion in this project, if that's the final number or somewhere around that, if that's how it goes down, and it might be more and it might be less, and if he rescued you from the devil, not the New Jersey Devils,
mm-mm.
from the Dan Snyder Devil,
yeah.
for just over $6 billion, guys. If Josh Harris has invested, let's just call it roughly $8.5 billion, not to mention all of the other improvements and repairs that they've made to both facilities since they've taken over ownership group. So yeah, I would say it's like closing in on, I don't know, $9 billion if all of this goes down. If Josh has invested roughly $9 billion from his ownership group, and I know not everybody is going to agree with this, I say he's got not only a lot of rope to do whatever he kind of wants,
yeah.
but I would say we have a responsibility as a city, as a community, as a region in one of the most powerful areas in the world.
Mm-hmm.
To not criticize the dude and to pay whatever it costs to get stuff done. Because if this is that important to you, Josh has shown you how important it is to him and how important it is to his ownership group and to the future of not only the Washington Commanders, but also Washington, D.C. and to you, his customers. His fans, the fans. You can't ever, if ultimately these numbers are true, you can't ever walk away going, yeah, Josh is in this just to make a buck. Josh is being greedy. Josh is being a cheapskate. No, 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 no. Not at nearly $9 billion worth of investment.
Yeah.
Between the purchase of the team. And again, that's not all coming out of his pocket. I understand that. But his group, okay, nearly $9 billion. That's $9 billion. $9 billion. We can't then expect him to run a dollar store discount at the new stadium. We can't. It's going to be really expensive to go and really expensive to partake. And that's going to frustrate some people. And I get it. And I hate that things cost what they cost. And I don't like how we've created this inflation structure long before any other political nonsense that we're dealing with in America. I hate that we've taken advantage and raked fans over the coals at concerts, at sporting events, at movie theaters. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. But you know what? Some owners do that regardless of whether they put a penny,
exactly, yeah,
a billion, a million, or whatever. Josh, at least as far as we know right now, has invested nearly $9 billion.
Has or
will invest nearly $9 billion in saving your football team, rescuing your football team and giving, because it's not just the football team, Washington, D.C., a crown jewel entertainment facility to become a worldwide player in the sports and entertainment landscape that simply this stadium or this city has not had enough of or has not been willing to figure out a way to make it work up until now.
And just to add on to, sorry, I didn't mean to jump in here, but just to add on to it a little bit, like the group that he put together to get Adam Peters and to get Dan Quinn, it seems like not only just the money that he's willing to spend, but also the resources and the length that he's went to make sure that this, like, it's no accident that this team turned around that quickly. He spent resources and put in a lot of time and effort to get, you know, the former general manager from the Golden State Warriors to get this team together to consult and find the best people, to find the best players. He's done an amazing job so far, and it pains me to say as a Giants fan.
And that's more football-related stuff, but you're absolutely right. I mean, this is more, yes, it's football, but it's more business-related and real estate-related, and it's so much more important than just looking at this as a football stadium 10 to 12 times a year.
Exactly.
If you're looking at it in that respect, you're looking at it wrong. Time for a trending alert, and then we go right out to the calls. I see Dan in Rockville, Lou, and you at 301-230-0980. Your reaction to what I've had to say so far, and obviously in general, a deal close, but more importantly, I guess, to what I've had to say so far, and that is I'm surprised that Josh is investing as much as he's reportedly investing. I'm surprised Washington, D.C. isn't carrying more of the weight here, and I'm pleasantly surprised that this deal appears to be favorable to a lot of different parties and that you're getting your football team back on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Nationals are in action, closing up a four-game series in Pittsburgh, and they are down 1-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Meanwhile, before the game, we found out from last night's benches clearing incident that reliever Jorge Lopez has been suspended 3 games for throwing at the head of Andrew McCutchen. Now, he is appealing, so he is available, but Davey Martinez was automatically suspended for today's game. So, again, Lopez is available. Martinez is serving the 1-game suspension because that is not appealable. So he is out and will return behind the bench coming up tomorrow night in Denver. But right now, the Nationals down 1-0 in the fifth. From the NHL, still waiting on official word of when game one of the NHL's Eastern Conference quarterfinals between the Capitals and now the Montreal Canadiens will be, as the league is still sorting all of that out. But the Winnipeg Jets, who won the President's Trophy, they've locked down one of their key defensemen, Neil Pionk. 6 years, $42 million in terms of a contract extension. Of course, Nick Dowd getting a contract extension. He was on with the Junkies here on the Team 980 earlier this morning. Make sure you go check out the team980.com or the Odyssey app and go to the Team 980. And finally, the NBA playoffs. They will once again be in action tonight as you have the play-in games that were, of course, from Tuesday. No games tonight, my bad on that. Games tomorrow night will be Miami and Atlanta, Dallas and Memphis. Take the night off tonight after last night, Dallas winning in Sacramento and Miami cruising at the United Center over the Chicago Bulls. And that's what's trending.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing. Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It'll be a party in the USA or in the capital of the USA if and when a new stadium is built at the site of the RFK Stadium project and campus, as has been reported by NBC4. First reported by NBC4, I should say. So, real quickly, and then we'll get to the calls. And actually, our guy Athan, pointed this out on Twitter, or X, I should say, at Athan the Greek. Said he just turned on the show. If you didn't mention it already, I had not. The NFL, I think, contributes $300 to $500 million towards a new stadium, so maybe that's included in what Josh is contributing. That's a really good point. I did not mention that. I have not seen that as part of that $2.5 billion, but it could be. So we should factor that possible number in. Maybe it's in addition to the $2.5 billion. Don't know, but it's a good point. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Here's a question that I think we don't have the answer to, and Dan in Rockville is going to answer it. Because, well, it hasn't been exactly reported as a guarantee. Dan is with us on the Team 980 in the leadoff spot. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Well, good afternoon, everybody. My question is, there should be a dome on it, a retractable or something, because there's no point in doing it if you don't got a dome. You want to get an NCAA football semifinal or final. Right. You can get the NCAA basketball finals. It obviously multiplies the number of events you can host, winter concerts instead of just summer concerts.
Correct.
The whole deal.
The whole.
Have we heard anywhere if there's a dome or not?
Yeah. The whole entire.
That's all I got. Thanks.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. The whole entire deal to me, from a
aesthetic sense, from a cosmetic sense, from a practical sense, from a common sense, okay? And it's great, and I should have mentioned it earlier, but I'm glad you brought it up because it was coming, is we don't have exact confirmation on this yet. Everybody has thought all along, based on certain reports and whatever, that yes, indeed, it will absolutely have a roof and probably a translucent roof. But nowhere that I have seen, has it, have we said definitively that it will have a roof. Again, remember, in Buffalo, where it is Nanook of the North, often they don't have a roof on the new stadium. Certainly not on the old stadium. Certainly not. Now, some of that is those weird people up there, and I love them. They don't want it. They enjoy that. That's part of the culture. But the other part of that is, that ain't getting you a Super Bowl. That ain't getting you the NCAA Final Four. That ain't getting you WrestleMania. That ain't getting you a lot of things. Okay? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Let's get to Drew in Maryland, and then we'll take a timeout. What's up, Drew?
Hey, Chris.
How are you, Drew?
A couple things. One, I did see a report that mentioned that the budget was sufficient to get a dome. So I think there'll be a dome.
I think so too. But I was surprised, quite honestly. And JP Finley followed up last night with Mark Seagraves in a video that I saw and about the dome. And Mark, if I heard it correctly, and I watched it late last night, he said that was unknown at this point. So I just want to be careful that we don't automatically assume that, yes, there's going to be a dome in place. There should be. Yeah, it makes all the sense in the world, but I can't say for sure that it will happen.
So that's a very fair point. But the larger point about what the Harris Group has done and what they're doing, you know, $9 billion is a lot of money. But their investment, they've already shown kind of how they invest and the results they can have. I mean, we just had the best football season we've had in over 30 years. Now we're going to move back into D.C., which the majority of everyone wanted. And then kind of to the root of all this, and I've had a chance to meet with some of those guys a couple of times, these guys are decent people. And I find that to be so refreshing, given the guy that used to do this before them that I will not mention by name.
Yeah.
You know, I talked to Josh Harris once. I just said, thank you for buying the team. And he said, you're welcome. Walk away. And then he walked back over and he said, if we do this right, it's good for everybody. And I think he truly means that. And I think this is just another example. So I encourage everyone to get on board.
And this is Drew. Am I wrong? This is Drew who is so kind to us here and comes in and brings us lunch sometimes. Yes, correct?
Yeah, we're going to do some more tailgates, but yes, you got the right guy.
All right. I just wanted to make sure that I recognized your voice immediately and all that stuff. So I wanted to ask just to make sure. But you're a good man, Drew. I appreciate you, and I appreciate the call, okay?
Yeah, appreciate you, and thanks for the show. And it's easy to listen to you when the baseball game's on the other stage.
Well, that helps, and that's what I'm counting on, you know? I mean, the old rooster needs a little help from time to time, you know? It's hard competing against your boy JP at B-Mitch. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah,
it is not easy.
He's the hardest-working man in sports media.
Thank you, Drew. Appreciate you, bud. Good to hear from you. All right, 150 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Yep, we're the only show in town because the Nats and the Pirates are going at it. We will keep you updated on the score of that one. We will not do a lot of analysis. Sam Bruckhaus from Sumer Sports will join us at 3 o'clock. Until then, your calls will mix in a bunch of some Aaron Rodgers, some other stuff into the fold. We have a playoff opponent now for the Capitals. We got a lot going on in the nation's capital and beyond. Plus, an update from WUSA 9 and Phil Mendelson, which might not exactly be what you want to hear, but it's our duty to pass it along next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, just about 5 minutes to the top of the hour, heading towards hour number two. We have so much. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is just bloviating on the Pat McAfee show. There's all sorts of quotes out there. We'll go over some of them and where he's at. We told you what AMAC heard and that he's still considering retirement. I was surprised to see the interview that he was not like in a teepee with smoke coming out of it on the side of a mountain in Afghanistan. That dude is the weirdest dude in the world. I would never want him on my team. I was way out on Aaron Rodgers when he was in Green Bay. All of you suckers were fooled into thinking he was such a misunderstood guy, such a great guy. And he wasn't even that bad for him with the Jets. It just didn't work out because of the injury because, well, of course it's not going to work out because it's not going to work out. When guys are me first, it almost never works out. And that's what Aaron Rodgers has become. He's become a caricature of himself. All right. Let me give you, before we take any more phone calls, and because we're running out of time this hour, I promised, I teased a report from WUSA 9 and Eric Flack. And Eric Flack has been all over this, and there were others that contributed to this report. But apparently, Mayor Muriel Bowser said to WUSA 9, quote, stay tuned about presumably an announcement, a deal. In the coming days, we will share more on our growth agenda by highlighting our next budget to grow DC, blah, 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 she said in a statement. However, here's what you may not want to hear, and what I've always cautioned you about and why I've never fully embraced this. Any deal reached by Bowser in D.C. with the Commanders would require D.C. Council approval. In a statement released today to WUSA 9, Council Chair Phil Mendelson said he was concerned by the plan's price tag. Quote, the cost to the district will be at least $856 million, and I continue to be concerned with investing any public money into a stadium while we have constrained budgets and revenues and unmet needs. This would be the third biggest public subsidy for a football stadium anywhere in the nation. So maybe I was wrong for thinking it was going to be way more. I thought we were going to get a discount. That's not what Phil Mendelson is saying. And Phil Mendelson's got a lot of juice. What do you make of that? We'll discuss that next hour. We'll take your calls. I see you guys. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. If you want to weigh in on Twitter, X, it's at WrestleMania621. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.